I knew the news wasn't going to be good when my healthcare provider called me and asked me to come into the office so he could review with me the results of the MRI he had ordered for my severe back pain. "Can't you tell me over the phone?" He paused and said something like, I think it would be best if you came in. And, oh yeah, is your wife around? You should bring her in too. Uh-oh, I said to myself, this can't be good. Well, fast forward a couple of weeks, a lymph node biopsy, a 284 PSA test, and a PET scan later all confirmed that I had stage 4 metastatic prostate cancer. If you are listening to the Kicking Prostate Cancers You Know What podcast, then you are a prostate cancer fighter just like me, patient, survivor, or family member. So why did I create Kicking Prostate Cancers You Know What? It's simple. God put me on this earth for a singular mission, to help people. And I have a couple of God-given gifts. I can make complex topics easy to understand. I'm marginally funny. Emphasis on the marginal. And I'm a motivator. So I plan on using all three. Now, I don't know how you reacted to your news, but I can tell you how I did. WTF. I've got a legacy to leave, and I'm not done yet. I have 3 children, a grandson, and another on the way. I got a hot wife. And we've only been married 9 years, and we have some serious plans. I have awesome brothers, sisters, nieces and nephews, cousins and friends. I've got a lot to stick around for. Now, let's get real. Dealing with a cancer diagnosis. Well, you pick the word that best fits how you feel about it. I'm not going to repeat the words that I used because I told Spotify that this podcast is going to be clean. I've had some seriously dark days. So you're not alone. But one thought that's risen to the top of my mind, and I sincerely want that thought to be in the forefront of yours, and that word is fight. You are Mike Tyson, and you are going to kick prostate cancers you know what. I like how Jim Beaver, the American actor, put it. Today, we fight. Tomorrow, we fight. The day after, we fight. And if this disease plans on whipping us, it better bring a lunch because it's going to have a long day doing it. Now, I have 10 rules for the fight, and here they are. Rule number 1, take control of your healthcare. Get second and third opinions, like I did, to make sure that you're confident in the treatment strategy that's being outlined by your clinical team. If you don't like what you're hearing from your healthcare providers, Question them, and don't be afraid to make a change if you don't like the answers. Have a sense of humor. Try to find the funny, even if it's a little dark. I was getting my first Lupron injection, and I was in the infusion center, and I'm sitting there in an open air. There's patients all around. I'm sitting with my wife. I'm holding her hand, and I'm waiting for the nurse with the medication. The nurse walks in, calls my name, Mr. Fannin. I said, right here. She looks at me and says, great, I'm going to do you in the bathroom. And I look around, I'm like, wow, I kind of like cancer treatment. She was pretty hot, by the way. I looked at the other guys that were around me getting infused, and I said, did you guys have this kind of experience with your treatment? I went into the bathroom, dropped my drawers, and got my Lupron injection in the butt. Now, I have to say, it wasn't the most sterile environment, but I found the funny. Be transparent with family and friends about your diagnosis and treatment. My dad, sadly, passed away from prostate cancer in January, and he was the kind of guy that didn't volunteer information. Now, I'm not judging him for that because it's just who he was, just the kind of guy he was. Now, he was also supremely honest. So when you asked him a question, he gave you an honest answer. So if you wanted to get the information about what was going on with him, you had to ask him the right questions. I've just chosen to be proactively transparent with family and friends so that they don't have to pry the information out of me. Enjoy life to the fullest. Have fun. Hey, when I found out about my cancer diagnosis, I booked a trip to the Final Four. My favorite team was playing in the Final Four, the Villanova Wildcats, and the Final Four was in one of our favorite cities, New Orleans. So I told my wife, we're going to the Final Four, and we had a great time. Rule number five, educate, educate, educate yourself. Think of information as the fuel that's going to help you train for your fight. There are great resources out there that can help you with your education. I've created a website to make this a little bit easier for you. The website is beatprostateca.com. Beatprostateca.com. There you'll find links to organizations and resources. You'll find the latest news about the fight against prostate cancer. And you'll also see a link to one of my favorite resources. It's the book entitled 100 Questions and Answers About Prostate Cancer. It's by Pamela Ellsworth, who's a professor of urology at the University of Central Florida's College of Medicine. This book was so helpful that I bought copies for my entire family. Be good and kind to the healthcare professionals who are treating you. They've been through the ringer with COVID. Express your appreciation. Think of them as your trainer, like Mick to your Rocky in this prize fight. You won't win without their help. Surround yourself with good people. This is rule number seven, people who care about you. To beat the Rocky metaphor to death, they are your Adrian. And oh, by the way, avoid negative Nancys like Pauly. My wife, Cynthia, my daughters, my siblings and friends have all been a great source of encouragement for me. So find good people and surround yourself with them. Don't try to be strong. You might think you are protecting those around you, but you're just hurting yourself and them. Open up about your dark days instead of holding it in. If you need counseling, go get counseling. I've gotten counseling and it's been really helpful for me. Work out. You want to have a strong body, make sure that you're working out as much as you can. And rule number 10, don't play golf during chemo week. I tried, and despite feeling pretty good at the end, I still couldn't concentrate, couldn't organize my swing. I was awkward, and it made a bad game even worse. So don't play golf during chemo week. Now, I'm not the only one that has rules. Dr. Arthur Hamburger, who is a radiation oncologist, has dealt with five cancer diagnoses in his life. Testicular, prostate, and bladder. There's a fun triple threat. Pancreatic and lymphoma. In his blog post at cancer.net, the website for the American Society for Clinical Oncology, he shares great coping advice for cancer fighters like us. One of his rules is to practice meditation. I have embraced the meditation practices of Dr. Joe Dispenza, and these have helped me tremendously. You can find a link to Dr. Joe's website at beatprostateca.com. Now you've received the call. Educate, get motivated, and take action to kick prostate cancer's you know what. I will be producing podcasts weekly. If there is a topic you would like me to cover, then by all means, let me know. Go to beatprostateca.com and send me a note, and I'll make sure to include your topic in a future podcast. Until then, educate, motivate, and take action, my fellow prostate cancer fighters.